God bless you, dear heart dwellers. May the Lord keep you and continue to feed you so that you can grow into the full stature of what he's called you to be. He gave me a beautiful insight today, something that is, let's say, obvious on one level and on other levels, not quite so obvious. So I'll go ahead and share this with you. We've had to make some administrative adjustments here, and it kind of makes you feel a little wobbly, maybe a little insecure when you have to do that. But the more important thing is that you do the right thing. Not that you're cowed by any difficult possibility. You have to trust the Lord and do the right thing. So I began, Lord Jesus, thank you so much for delivering us from evil. I know there is more yet to go, but at least now it is in proper order. Thank you for holding us all together in the midst of these dangers. Thank you so much. And I want to say here that since we have started covenant prayer, we have been getting a lot of flack, which is a good sign. That's a healthy sign. So that means we should press in even more, right? Right. And the Lord began, Beloved, never allow others to dictate to you what and when things should be done. As the leader of a community, you are responsible for the direct actions of others and keeping order in the holy perspective of what comes first. You come to me in prayer, and I will show you what should be given the first attention and what should be set aside momentarily. You have sent these things, but not implemented them in the proper order. This is your job as a leader to assess the greatest need. And may I say you are correct in saying prayer comes first? Without prayer first, everything will fall apart and only get worse and worse. You live in a community for a reason, to support one another. But when one wants to go off on their own and pray, they lose the benefit from being together. And I will allow such a one's solitary prayer to be ineffective. Things will deteriorate and get worse and worse and worse until the proper order is restored. And you are responsible for directing the souls in this community in the right direction. Now, what he had to say about solitary prayer, and there's a time for solitary prayer, and I give the community a lot of time for solitary prayer. But then there's a time for coming together, and when we pray together, and that's what he's talking about there. When you see this happening, where souls are going off on their own to pray at times when they should be praying with the community, when you see this happening, there is a reining in that must be done for everyone's welfare. You have also been in a place of prayer where you wanted to pray alone and not go along with the group. But I have shown you that it is imperative that you all join your prayers together. The lone wolf will fail. The wolf pack will succeed. I have even stated as much in my word. You need one another, and it is a mark of pride and rebellion when others shun community prayer. Not only that, but the wolf, when it has jumped the fence, becomes the prey of a marauding bear. And you have many spiritual marauding bears circling your community. Sooner or later, this will backfire on the community. So I say to you, fear no man, fear only me. Live by my laws, and I shall preserve you. Insist on order. A leader must not only be gentle, kind and compassionate, but they must be strong when they see abuse, poor judgment, and slackness. You are the one that has been given the ability to see the overview to keep things in balance. All of you, when left on your own, will follow your fancies. But when you are called to be a leader, a special grace is given to be balanced and meet the needs of all. Many leaders do not want to stir the waters up. They are the ones I reject for the greater works in the kingdom of God. But the ones who are willing to lose all to make sure things are done properly, that one I will advance. That one I can trust to handle disorder, no matter what the cost. You do the right thing, and I will protect you and see to it that you're provided for. But to allow jealousy and disorder to continue is to seal your destruction. Thank you for taking up the reins and restoring righteousness. Always remember deep in your heart that you are bound to do the right thing, not sidestep trouble because you're afraid of losing someone. Let them go. I will find you another, a better person to take up their job. But do not allow disrespect, insubordination, and carelessness to reign. Restore order. Keep and restore order. Gently, lovingly, but when that does not work, it is your job to insist it be done, and if necessary, let them go. But do not be cowed into putting up with it. There is always more disorder than meets the eye. The surface manifestations, say, deeper things that you don't see are disordered. I love you, and I will make a good leader out of you. These are lessons that you are building on so that you may be given the reins of leadership far beyond your capacity. In other words, the brainiacs that know so much and have the high IQs are looked up to in this world. You have made an important discovery. You may have a lower IQ, but if the Holy Spirit is with you, your IQ is far beyond any human measurement. When you cultivate listening to the Holy Spirit, your abilities have no boundaries, no limits, and no restrictions. That's where we're going. And I love to choose the foolish ones of this world to confound the ones who think they're so wise. Yes, beloved, this is a revelation that I want you to be so sure of, that nothing is ever impossible to you, that you never balk at doing anything I ask of you. I want you to have that kind of faith. There will yet be a day when your skating will accomplish the impossible, because it is I who skate through you, and your confidence in me will be unquestionable. And what the Lord is talking about here is that several years ago, he led me to take up figure skating. And many times in prayer, when we're dancing together, sometimes we're on the ice doing moves that I could never do on earth. But what he's saying is that there will come a time when I will see that fulfilled. And I'm assuming it's when we have our glorified bodies, right? So it's just a little promise to me, because I've always wanted to skate to holy music to communicate the love of Jesus. And I love to skate to John Michael Talbot's music. So someday, I'm going to be able to do exactly what is in my heart to do, but it will be done by grace, not by my skill. Okay. On that day, you will declare, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This must be the banner over your life, not the sad sack, raggedy image you have of yourself. That must be destroyed, and shouts of victory must raise up the new banner of what I can do through an ordinary soul, such as yourself. Do you believe it? Yes, Lord, I know it's true. I want it written into the marrow of your bones, even into your DNA. I want you so profoundly convinced that you never waver, and I will never ask anything of you that you cannot do through the power of God. You can do all things, not some things, but all things, through Christ who strengthens you. So remember, you may be born with less skill, but because you're united to the Holy Spirit, you will have more skill than any human being on earth. The Lord bless you, dear family. Keep that in mind. That is so, so important. Just as a little aside, strange things have been happening lately. Like, there'll be an issue we can't solve. Something will come up. Well, I don't know what to do about that. All of a sudden, the Lord will give me the answer. I mean, it just slips into my mind. And I don't have experience in that area. I don't know those things, but he'll give me the answer. And so the bottom line is that when you're united to the Holy Spirit, nothing will be impossible to you because he knows everything, right? Hang on to that, dear ones, and cultivate his presence. Know when he gives you an idea, thank him for it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I always ask him to help me when I lose things as well. And usually, just as the words are leaving my mouth, I see what I've been looking for the last 20 minutes. It's crazy. It's crazy wonderful. The Lord bless you, family.